Those who can do, those who cannot do it on the internet. FancyPantsGangsters.com.
Again to the Well-Fed Guide to Life, brought to you in part by HopChart.com. My name is Dave. With me, as always, is Mr. Sunshine himself.
Certainly in the morning.
Mr. Morning. Mr. Evan is here.
You know, it's weird. I mean, I've talked about this on shows before. I get up, like, stupid early all the time. Like, weekends, whatever. 6 o'clock, I'm up. If not 5. Mm. And I am functional, and I can be chipper if I want to. But, and it's probably a function of the fact that I was out till 2 last night. But I am dragging serious amounts of ass tonight.
See, you need to learn to love coffee. I love it for the simple fact that it is just a simple caffeine fix in the morning. I don't drink it all through the day, and I don't like the frou-frou stuff.
Yeah.
But I will just have it black with maybe a little bit of cream in it.
Yeah, because you go the cream route.
Right. Not much.
Not much.
Just like a little bit.
Well, we are doing a breakfast show today because that is how we roll. And it gives us an opportunity to go to a place we've never been to before.
Right.
And have been wanting to go to since almost the very beginning of the show.
Right. It was our first experience with
the Monday
why the hell would this be closed on Monday?
It was. That's right. That was it was the very first time that happened. No, this is we are at the Uptown Diner.
Yes.
In Uptown. Shocking.
I know.
And although they do something a little different where they're not closed on Monday, they're just they close at 3 on Monday. So they're primarily a breakfast and lunch place during the week. They are 24 hours a day from Thursday to Sunday.
Yes.
And then they do dinner and all that stuff. But during the times when we normally record, they are closed at 3. And since we are working people,
those don't work for us.
That doesn't really work for us.
No.
But we are here now because we wanted a breakfast show.
Right. It is loud in here.
Yeah, it got like stupid loud all of a sudden.
It was just almost surprising.
Yeah, we can.
We can yell.
We can figure it out.
Right.
We're fine.
But it is your typical diner-ish spot. I mean, it has got the steel chairs and a lot of vinyl. Inviting, but not kitschy.
No, I mean that's a place like this. I think they've been around for quite a while.
Right.
I don't think it's like a new thing. It's not like the Lowry.
Right.
Where it's a new location, but they're kind of trying to capture a certain time and place and all that. This is of that time and place.
Right. For the longest time, I thought this place was a part of the restaurant group with Highland Grill and Longfellow.
So Blue Plate?
Yeah. Yes, thank you.
Yeah.
I thought it was part of the same
group. I can see that, yeah.
But we've already hit for the cycle with them, so...
It's true. Yeah, I mean, and it's very similar in kind of mentality, where it's that the old school feel,
yeah.
But, you know, slightly modernized menus. They make a big deal of that, you know, all their coffee's free trade, and all of their, they're concerned about their carbon footprint.
Their bread is delivered fresh daily.
Oh, do you know from where?
I do not. They did not list that on the menu.
Bastards.
I know. But a lot of blues, a lot of oranges. Very calming. I can see where this place would be ideal for being a 24-hour spot.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. So we're doing a morning show.
We're doing a morning show. We're doing a weekend show as well.
Yes.
because I'm indisposed. This next week coming up is going to be a real ass kicker for me. You know, meetings and odd recording times and
you're very well to do.
It's not that I'm well to do. I'm just overdid.
You're overdone.
Yeah, I'm overdone. Yeah.
Overexposed, overdone.
Yeah. Well, and we got the 4th of July coming up.
That does throw a rock in the boat.
And with it being on a fucking Wednesday.
That sucks. That sucks.
Yeah, that's just...
4th of July should be on a weekend. All the time. It should be on either Friday or Saturday night. All the time.
Yeah, like the third Friday of every... Yeah. I mean, hell, we moved the president's birthdays around.
Right, we can do this too.
We can do this. But no, it's got to be on a Wednesday, which means everyone's got off.
Right.
So you can take a day off, and then you got to go back to work for 2 days, which is just stupid. You can't really enjoy a proper July 4th because you can't be out late because you got to go to work tomorrow.
Right.
Although I'm willing to imagine the number of people that take time off on that Thursday and Friday.
Oh, I'm working Thursday and Friday, and I am excited because there's not going to be a soul there.
You'll be working without pants.
Pretty much. I'll be lucky to be wearing pants.
Yeah. I'll be in a similar boat, but I'll be working from home those 2 days.
Okay.
So.
You're lucky dog.
I'm actually, speaking of that, my job right now, as being a multi, a all over the place. We're multinational, I would say. But
wouldn't that be international?
They're both correct. It's like flammable and inflammable. They both mean kind of the same thing.
I've never heard those.
You've never heard multinational?
No.
You don't. You see, you got to read the right thing.
What did Max go today?
I did.
And there's your omelet, and the cookie cake will be right up.
All right. Thank you. How old is that kid?
I think he's 10.
Wow.
Yeah. This is the kind of
heavy for him.
I thought about making him stand here for a little bit longer while we try to remember.
Balance him on your head, young one.
I mean, this strikes me as the kind of place that, you know, he's probably a relative of an owner or something like that. Like,
oh, yeah.
This is the kind of place that during the summer, I mean, a lot of their staff looks high school age. And so it's... And I kind of dig that. You know, I like the family run places. I like the just that kind of vibe to it. I think that's very cool. Anyway, before I finish my story, what are we eating?
I got the Crab Cake Benedict, which is your standard egg Benedict. But in place of the ham, that's got a big old crab cake and a nice slice of tomato in there as well. Unfortunately, my egg, instead of being poached, is over hard.
It's really poached.
Really, well, beyond poached. So not quite sure what's going on with that.
That's a little disappointing.
Uh huh.
Because I mean, that's half the fun of a Benedict, where you get the runny egg with the hollandaise sauce. You get that really basically super fatty mix.
Oh my god.
Wow.
Oh, all right. My god, you're fat.
I'm really fat. That is.
Why did you need that?
I didn't realize it was gonna be like that. That's pretty disgusting. Well, I don't want to say it's disgusting, but that's
too much.
It's marvelous. Is what that
too
is.
Much. You got breakfast with dessert.
I did. And you got hash browns as well.
I did. You know, I was a little disappointed in the egg being overdone.
Yeah.
The hollandaise is superb.
Really?
It is extremely good.
See if I can. That is a good hollandaise.
Yeah.
Alright. And what I got, I also got the hash browns. Which are proper diner hash browns.
Mm-hmm.
In that they're just shy of burnt.
And abundant.
So kudos on that. I also got some wheat toast, which is good. And then I got their gyro omelet. I've been looking for I've been craving an omelet lately. I don't know why. But the gyro omelet, it's a Swiss cheese omelet, 3 eggs, with gyro meat, tomatoes, spinach, onions, with a tzatziki sauce, the traditional gyro sauce. Yeah. It's intriguing. The tzatziki sauce, I think it works with the flavors. Nope. Especially with that Swiss kind of cheese mix. Once they got going, I think that's very good. And I realize this is somewhat blasphemy when it comes to tzatziki sauce, but I don't necessarily like cold sauces on omelets.
I'm kind of there with you, but...
I'm getting over it.
Well, a warm tzatziki would be kind of odd.
Warm yogurt in general is just a...
It could be cool, but not cold.
Yeah. But, and then I got this.
It's so big.
It's so big. I got their... their diabetes plate.
Oh my god.
No, I got their chocolate chip cookie dough pancake.
God, you're fat. And I can actually say that without feeling bad right now.
When else have you ever seen a chocolate chip cookie dough pancake?
I've heard chocolate chip pancake.
Yes.
Not heard of the chocolate chip cookie dough pancake.
And this is a proper diner pancake in the sense that it is the size of a hubcap.
So it's the size of the plate. It just looks so rich. That actually hurts my teeth looking at it.
It's actually not terribly rich. And it is there's a generous layer of whipped cream and chocolate sauce on it.
So it's like a cake.
Yes, it really is. It is interesting. It's not as heavy as you'd think. The whipped cream is very light.
It looks homemade. I mean, it looks like homemade whipped cream.
It probably is. And other than that, it's chocolate chip cookie dough pieces in a pancake, so I do not see a problem at all.
If you could somehow plow your way through all this, I will be so impressed.
I woke up this morning. I might have eaten a homeless person this morning. I was starving. I have no illusions that I will be able to finish this.
All of it? Really?
Oh yeah.
That? No way.
Why must you question my intake abilities?
Because that is a massive amount of food.
Not terrible. I've had worse. Besides, I have gardening to do today. And by gardening, I mean light construction.
It's probably good you're doing a little protein. Protein load this morning.
Yeah. So. Anyway. Back to my story. We've got groups all over the country. And due to the fact that there's some reorganizations and some of that crap going on right now, my group is mostly on the coasts at this point. And to the point where, there you go.
There we go.
You got a proper running gag on that one.
Yeah. Feel better about myself.
Good. Our group is very quickly becoming two people in Minneapolis. Myself and one other person.
Okay.
So I'm currently in the process of lobbying for being able to work from home full time.
How's that going?
We'll see. But that would be definitely very, very sweet if I can pull that off. I mean, that's awful close to living the dream, I think.
You would never put on pants.
Yeah, probably not.
I mean, really, why would you?
There's no reason to. So I'm I'm hoping something comes from that.
That just looks filthy. Half the problem I'm having with your chocolate chip pancake, or the chocolate chip cookie dough pancake,
is it right?
I don't like pancakes to begin with. How is that?
I do not like pancakes.
I don't like pancakes.
I do not like pancakes.
I don't know.
How is that possible?
It's a texture thing. Maybe I just had a bad pancake.
Do you hate horrible pancakes?
That might be it. But I don't like pancakes. And the thought of raw cookie dough just makes me a little ill.
Really?
Like, I don't like raw cookie dough. I like chocolate chip cookies. I do not like raw cookie dough.
You don't like raw cookie dough. You don't like pancakes.
I'm a commie.
I don't know if you're a commie, but you're something. I don't know. Yeah, I if it wasn't for the fact that I am actually trying to lose weight, this meal,
really?
This meal notwithstanding, I'm willing to sacrifice my body for entertainment. That's fine. But the rest of the week, I'm pretty good. But if I wasn't actively trying to, I could fucking sit there with a tube of cookie dough,
oh, gross,
on the couch, and just sit there and unpeel that son of a bitch like a banana, and just take that to town, man.
You are so gross.
I think if we polled our listeners, you would be in the minority on this.
I couldn't do that. Mostly because I like cooking so damn much. Love cooking. But I have no interest in the dough. It's just... I know exactly when it started. My first job was at Dairy Queen. And they unveiled that the cookie dough...
Blizzard.
Right when I started. And it grossed me out. Like, and it ruined cookie dough for me forever.
It's been my experience never to base your decisions about a type of food on either fast food or school cafeteria lunches.
True. However, that is still gross.
Yeah.
Got raw egg in it. I mean, come on. Got raw egg.
So?
You might actually do this.
I'm really glad I only got one pancake.
Oh my god. You. Oh god. I really hope you don't throw up in my car.
No, I'm good for that.
I gotta tell you a little bit about my crab cake.
Yeah.
Because actually, I would order this crab cake just as a crab cake. Don't even need it on the Benedict. It's actually that good. I'm thoroughly enjoying this. And I was a little miffed because I like to give you the choice because you're a pickier eater than I am.
I don't think that's true at all.
I think it is, to a certain extent.
You just listed off a series of things that you refuse to eat.
I can there's a list of maybe five things in this entire world that I won't eat.
And three of them are on this plate already.
Pretty much. The other one's oatmeal. Don't like oatmeal. And the other...
Bananas.
That's it. We're done. So, therefore, I am the less picky eater.
I don't think... No. Anyway.
Either way, I like to give you the choice of what to get. Because I feel that I'm more adaptable.
I'm really trying not to be insulted by this line of discussion.
I'm more adaptable. So, therefore, I gave you the choice. And my first choice, had you not gone with it, was going to be the Euro omelet. So, I'm slightly jealous.
If you would like a bite.
No, I'm good.
It's interesting. I mean, it's one of those things where, you know, omelets are good for this idea.
sandwiches to some degree as well, where when you take an application that isn't kind of native to that preparation, and then make it so.
Much like the crab cake Benedict.
Crab cake, yeah, Benedict, is, you know, that's actually a good example too. There's something to be said for yeah, it's cool that you decided to do that, or, you know, cheeseburger pizza. Pizza's another good one. Okay. Yeah. Where you take kind of a collection of ingredients normally associated with one type of food and you put it to another. That only really works if the flavors you're adding really kind of work with how you're preparing it. Cheeseburger pizza is amazing. If it's done right, it can be good. Well, because it's cheese and meat. I mean, that's freaking pizza.
I know, but we went over the whole burger on the pizza thing at Tasty Pizza. A hamburger on a pizza is the lazy man's topic.
I don't think anyone will disagree with that, but my point is it can work. And it definitely feels like it's part of the pizza. It doesn't feel like, you know, perfect example, we had pizza last night where I was, and they had barbecue sauce on it. That to me seems wrong. You know, and I'm not as big a pizza fascist as you are.
No, but barbecue sauce and pizza is wrong.
But it's just one of those that doesn't always work. And the point of this long drawn out analogy,
right,
is that this doesn't feel like a gyro omelet. It feels like an omelet with gyro stuff on it.
Right. Had it been served with like a side of pita, would that have helped?
No, I don't. I think. I mean, part of it, I will admit, is just there's a lot of spinach on this,
okay,
which is not unique to. Thank you. You know, which is not thank unique you. to this omelet. I mean, there's a lot of omelets that use a lot of spinach. But, I don't know, just for some reason the flavors just don't really work well.
Right.
Each individual piece is good. I mean, it's gyro meat. I mean,
how bad could it be?
Exactly. But it's, I don't know, it's just, I'm a little underwhelmed, to be honest. It's fine. You can't win them all.
I'm fighting to finish this thing.
Because you're weak.
I don't know. It's very dense. The crab cakes were thick.
Uh-huh.
And full of filler. Well, not full of filler, but, you know, they were good, a good size. They're about they were the same width of the circumference of the English muffin. So you had the proper amount of coverage. But it's a lot. I definitely didn't need the ashtray. I'm not even going to touch it.
No.
Which usually I'm all about the hash browns, but I just can't do it today. Well, you're almost done.
Almost. I can do this.
You're all that is man.
I'm all that is fat.
That too.
So you brought a book.
I brought a book that we both realized we own.
It's true. Unbeknownst to each other.
Exactly. I brought a book called North Star Cocktails. And I had the wonderful opportunity last night of being surprised with a surprise dinner by my lovely gal. And
Gal.
We're on old time speech right now. Leave me alone, I'm full. I can't think what's I'm full.
See, I would prefer lady friend.
A lady friend, okay.
Yes.
Lady friend.
Your damsel fair.
Okay, we'll go damsel fair. Anyway.
You tell her I called her that.
Either way, went to a place called Ice House last night, which was a place that just opened up. I mean, just opened up. They haven't even got stains on the walls yet, basically. And I had not heard of it. which is extremely rare because I like to think I'm on the bleeding edge of all things food. All things food in the Twin Cities.
Yeah. Well, that's you, all right.
Well, but in terms of restaurants and stuff like that, I feel like I'm very much up to the minute on what's opening, what's going on, who's doing what. I knew nothing about this place. And I was delightfully surprised at this place. It is owned by Johnny Michaels, the author of this book, and who used to do work at, or is sling drinks at La Belle Vie. He's designed drinks at Barrio, Smalley's Caribbean Barbecue in Stillwater. There was a third one that another one that I'm forgetting, but kind of beside the point at this point. They have a excellent. You're right.
Yeah.
That was a sign of I might be full.
Yeah. That was me trying to belch and failing. So continue your story.
Might need some water.
Yeah.
They have an outstanding drink menu. Mixed drink menu. They have a good beer menu. And good cock and good wine.
They got good cock? Is that what I heard you say?
I love the cock.
And you can't give me any crap
no.
for sounding immature because you look like a frat boy.
Anywho. So they have an outstanding cocktail menu, a very good wine list, a very good beer list, both canned and on draft. And the menu is similar to Victory 44. And the sample room.
Okay.
So they have some full size entrees, and then they have some smaller plates and bar snacks, and they have a smattering of sandwiches as well. Everything is very, very shareable, even the sandwiches. It's all done extremely well. We had like 8 different things.
Good.
And 3 different cocktails between the two of us, and they were excellent.
You know, that area actually has had a good month or two lately because you've got, you know, that opening up. Little T's just opened back up. They finished their reservations or renovations. That's what I'm looking for.
Yeah.
So I'm curious to see what that looks like on the inside.
I hope they didn't clean it up too much.
I hope not.
Love that place.
Yeah.
We have to get there.
Yeah.
I really hope that they didn't. I hope they didn't pay for the laser removal of the tattoo removal.
No. No, that would just be wrong.
Oh, that was a deep breath. That was I might be full.
I know. It's like
you got a quarter of pancake left. Did you prove me wrong?
No, no. Because now it becomes a, which do I value more, proving you wrong or my own health?
Well, we all know that proving you wrong is much more important than your
health. That is true. That is very true.
Oh, my God.
I know. I'm
fat. It looks like an ice cream sundae at this point.
It kind of does. It's, you know, the funny thing is it's deceptively light.
Okay. Even though it looks heavier than hell.
It looks heavier than hell, but the actual pancake texture is good. It's very light. You know, and the whipped cream is good, like I said. And I would assume homemade. I mean, it definitely seems homemade. It's still a bit of a mountain to climb.
I don't mind you, man. That is... I will have a new respect for you should you really finish this, but...
Oh, I'll finish.
I don't know. There's a lot of bite left. You're not even... still got about a quarter, and you just took 2 bites, so...
You still got...
I'm more doing this to try to see that you'll finish and get sick for my own amusement.
No.
Because I'm a terrible, terrible person.
No, because if I get sick, and that means I can't do anything today, I will be murdered.
I know. That's keep going. Keep going.
Your sympathy is overwhelming.
Keep going. So the cocktail menu is designed by Johnny Michaels,
yeah.
who was slinging drinks at the bar yesterday, which is pretty cool. The problem is that we got there, and I'm like, I recognize that guy's face, but I couldn't remember what where to put the face with the name or anything like
okay.
that. Like, I know that this guy's important, but I don't know why he's important. And then about halfway through the meal, I'm like, he's in the book. He's definitely in the book. And then I got home, and I'm like, he authored the book.
So that would mean he's in the book.
Yes. The first cocktail that I had was an expertly crafted dirty martini.
Okay.
I love martinis just straight up with a good vodka, ice cold, just so they kind of wave the vermouth bottle over the top of it. I don't like a whole lot of vermouth, but just a misting of it. Perfect. And they do a dirty martini, they don't mix the olive juice in there, because olive juice can kind of sometimes get it'll provide that cloudiness that you're looking for. But
so I just a question, as someone that's not a big martini person.
Right.
Olives taste like butt. Does olive juice taste like butt juice?
Yep, nice.
I'm curious because I've not partaken of the butt juice. So I don't know if all of the non-butt flavors get leached out by the juice and then the juice is flavorful.
Yeah.
But no, it's just basically liquid butt is what the olive juice is. Am I wrong?
You're spot on.
Okay, very good.
Well, thank you for besmirching my drink.
No, I'm sure it was lovely, you know, if you prefer
butt juice.
If you prefer butt with vodka, you know.
So typically with a dirty martini, they mix it with olive juice and then you have olive garnish in there as well. Maybe even a pearl onion.
Okay, I'm gonna interrupt you again. That is one of those things that I'm not even gonna besmirch olives anymore. For at least the rest of this
30 seconds.
The dirty martini sounds like something. And there's several other kinds of foods like this.
It sounds like a sex act.
No, it sounds like an accident. It sounds like somebody accidentally spilled the olive juice in it, and then they tried to pass it off like, oh, this is a great idea.
I think that might have been how it was created.
Yeah.
It would not surprise me if you Wikipedia a dirty martini, and that was how it was created. Because it totally tastes like an accident. You know, this shouldn't work together, but it completely does. So, in a typical dirty martini, you have the olive juice mixed in with the vodka and the vermouth in the shaker, and then poured into a martini glass. This does a straight martini, and then you're given an olive assortment with this little side...
Like a relish tray?
Almost, yeah. A little sidecar of all, like, marinated olives. Like, I counted at least six different types of olives in there. Preserved lemon peel you throw in there as well. And then a piece of garlic as well.
Oh, wow.
So, throw all that fun stuff in, however strong you want it to be, and that kind of marries all the flavors and the drink together. It's excellent. Now, the second one I actually found in the book.
Yeah.
In the book.
Thank you.
It is the, it had a different name, but it's called the Strawberry Blonde. Now I remember the name of the drink. Tastes Like Summer is the
okay, name that makes
the,
sense.
Name of the drink. The Strawberry Blonde, just page back to the page here. Talk amongst yourselves. So it is 2 ounces of gin. They do a homemade strawberry lemon sour.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah.
That could be outstanding.
In the book.
Oh, they do?
Strawberry lemon sour.
You mentioned that we both own that book. I bought it maybe a month or two ago.
Right.
And I haven't really paged through it yet.
So you got gin, the strawberry lemon sour, a lemon peel, and the strawberry slices. The lemon sour in it has... So you have 6 ounces of strawberry juice, Mona strawberry syrup, lemon sour, and lemon juice. And then store it all together. And they have another recipe in here for their lemon sour.
Oh.
So it's a recipe, then you recipe it, and then you put it in the drink.
See, I'm a huge fan of lemon sour.
Me too.
And to the point where, you know, I will actually just get like a liter of it, you know, from the grocery store or something like that.
Right.
And then just kind of take nips at it throughout a weekend or something like that. Polish that some bitch up.
We've gone over my love of the lemon sour with the Spring Grove sodas.
Yeah.
And their lemon sour.
Yeah, their lemon soda is very similar to a lemon sour. And actually...
they call it a lemon sour.
That's right, you're right. And that also, I think I might have talked about this on the show. Target now does these what they're calling their chills.
Okay.
I forget what they're called.
Archer Farm?
No, it's a Market Pantry, which is their cheaper brand.
Right.
But they do these things called they're not summer chills, but they're like some sort of chill.
Okay.
And they've got like 6 or 7 varieties of it, and what they are is they're sparkling. They're like a sparkling fruit juice mix.
Yes, thank you.
You know, it's not soda, but it's
I get what you're saying. It's almost like an Izzy.
Like a what?
Like an Izzy?
Yeah, a little bit like
that. Which I'm a huge fan of.
Yeah.
The grapefruit Izzy is about as good as it gets.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of that one.
Really?
But yeah.
See, that seemed like that would be right up your alley.
I sometimes will like grapefruit mix, but they have to be kind of cut with something. I can't do just like straight grapefruit.
That with the vodka would be awesome.
Oh, I bet you it would.
Oh, holy crap.
But they do these chills, and one of them is their lemon lime. And I'll be damned if that's not pretty much straight lemon sour. But it's good because it's like it's sugar-free, zero calories, all this stuff. I'm probably getting testicular cancer by drinking
probably.
It.
Probably.
But
you were going to have testicular cancer no matter
I'm going to get cancer at something.
Right, the face.
So, yeah, it might as well be something I'm not using very much.
Your face.
So.
Face for radio.
Can you get face cancer?
I'd like to think so. And then if it was possible, you would be the one to get it.
Well, it's just one of those things where it's like, a face isn't an organ. A face is a collection of things.
Fine, nose cancer.
See, that's another thing. I suppose nose is... I'm putting too much thought into this.
Okay, cancer in your nasal cavity.
That would work. Well, I guess that depends on how you're drinking the chills.
Yeah, how are you ingesting that.
But, yeah, but those are very good. I'm a big fan. Just the lemon lime's good. They do a mango something that is okay.
Okay.
There's only a couple of them that I really, really like. They're kiwi strawberry. I'm really discovering that I do not like kiwi.
I like kiwi as a fruit, but it's too much work for how much it yields.
That is also true.
It is a stupid amount, stupid small amount. I like kiwi. If somebody's willing to cut it up, I'm going to probably eat it. However, I don't want to sit there and peel that sumbitch. It's a waste of my time. It's the same thing with the papaya. It's just...
Or a pomegranate. Have you ever done a pomegranate?
Yeah.
Like,
it shouldn't be this much work.
Heather's a big into like fruit and things like that. And I'll watch her like eat a pomegranate.
Yeah.
And it's like... That is too much damn work.
Right.
I'll just have an ice cream sandwich.
If you get the Neapolitan one and then a strawberry.
Oh, you see, Neapolitan tastes like butt.
Really?
Yeah, I hate Neapolitan. I've always hated Neapolitan.
That surprises me because it has more stuff.
Normally, you're right, but the strawberry is almost never good. That's the thing. It's like they skimp on the strawberry. Like, if you look at 80% of the boxes of Neapolitan ice cream in people's homes,
the
chocolate and the vanilla have long been scooped out. And there's just that sliver of butt strawberry.
Somebody's going to break down in one moment of weakness and be like,
fine. And then they're immediately going to hate themselves.
Right. gross.
It is, yeah.
And I'm willing to be wrong on this. Like, if our listener knows of a Neapolitan, because you're right, it is something I should totally be down for.
Absolutely.
But if someone knows a Neapolitan where the strawberry doesn't taste like butt,
it's more stuff.
It's a very butt-centric show.
It's a very butt-centric show.
I don't know why, but
it's okay.
You know. And I admit this is partly my proclivities too, but I want to talk about women for a second.
Okay.
Unless you still got more.
No, I just kind of wanted to bring up this. If you can find it, I know that they sell it at Urban Outfitters.
Yeah.
And
Urban Outfitter like places.
Yeah. Kind of gift shoppy. I'm pretty sure Patina might have it too.
That's actually where I got mine.
Oh, really? Okay. Patina, yeah. Places like that where it's either you're looking for unique gifts, especially Twin City centric stuff, that would be an excellent place to look.
And for the record, I was not in Patina by myself.
I figured as much.
Okay.
No straight man. I'm good, thank you. No straight man goes in there by himself.
No. Well, I don't want to say that, because if you're looking for a gift for
a gal,
a particular, a lady friend.
What the hell is it?
Damsel fair.
Thank you.
I forgot what I was even talking about. They're not bad places. They're a bit overpriced, but you know, that's kind of.
No, they have kind of cool stuff.
Yeah,
there's like they have like a kitchen section that's kind of got like stuff like I might use that.
Mm-hmm.
Like a weird garlic cube. I might use that. I don't know if I necessarily want to spend $10 on it.
I think you just summed up part of the problem with the American economy. There's just way too much decisions. I might use that.
Yeah. Sure, I might Alton remember Brown to use be, that gadget.
Alton Brown would be ashamed of you, sir.
Pretty much.
For this and so many other reasons.
Yeah.
Speaking of Urban Outfitters, by the way.
Yeah.
I like the restaurant. I have a problem. I almost have a vendetta against them, but I'm just so over them, I just don't care anymore.
Right.
So, for I think it was either Christmas or her birthday or the wedding.
Okay.
At some point, my mother bought my wife a ceramic measuring bowl set.
Okay.
It's a nesting set.
Yeah.
It's an owl.
An owl. Okay.
Okay. And normally ceramics fairly strong, except this one. This was apparently made of like it was like a half and half, you know, ceramic and whippersnappers. Because you know, I don't know if they make an exploding ceramic, but if they do, they make it into these fucking cups.
We might want to stop at one of those fireworks stands on the way home.
I'm tempted.
And
pick up some ceramics.
Pick up some ceramics.
Yeah. But, I dropped one of the cups onto linoleum in my kitchen. You'd think I strapped a stick of dynamite to the damn thing.
It exploded?
It just kaboom! Everywhere. So, you know, I felt bad, you know, because she liked them.
Right.
And so I'm like, fine, I'll order you a new one.
Was she crying?
No, she was very reasonable about it. You know, I mean, she's not like crazy woman. But, I mean, she was disappointed that I broke her thing.
Right.
So I'm like, okay, I'll buy a new one. Thus began the saga of the owl mixing bowls.
The nesting owls. That actually sounds better.
So we found out that it was an Urban Outfitters thing.
Okay.
So go to the store. Go to 3 Urban Outfitters.
Oh, God.
None of them have these things. Finally talk to someone. And they tell them that they're discontinuing them, but they're available online.
Okay.
Fine. So I go, and I order online. Pay $10 shipping, because that makes sense.
Because you can't get it on Amazon Prime.
You can't get it on Amazon. Very annoying. So they ship it.
Just broken. I already know what's wrong.
You know when? Do you ever see the footage of when you know they're dropping the rovers on Mars?
Yeah.
And that first one missed.
Yeah.
And was strewn across the Martian landscape.
Right. We basically littered the Martian landscape.
Yeah. That was pretty much the appearance of the box in Payment the first time. Open that sumbitch up. I mean, the box looked kicked.
Really?
Yeah. Open that up. There's a smaller box inside with the bubble wrap, all that shit. Open that up. Just shards. Okay, fine. Go. So I call him up and I say, "Hey, you ship this? It's broken. What are we gonna do about this?"
Right.
So they looked to see if they had any more.
Okay.
They did. So they shipped it to me. No charge, nothing. You know, to their credit.
Did you have to ship them back?
No, they're just like, it was funny because the woman I was talking to was, she's like, "Yeah, we're not going to do anything with it. And you risk cutting something if you try to ship it back to us. So just toss it." So we're fine.
Fair enough.
Here, out the door it goes. Shipping to them. Week or two goes by,
right.
And a new box arrived. Now, because it is Urban Outfitters, and because they seek to inconvenience my life in every way possible, I had to sign for every one of those packages.
So you got to be home when this arrives.
So I got to be home when it arrives. Plus, I don't realize that I'm going to have to sign this. So inevitably, they try to drop it off. It doesn't work, and the UPS guys are terrible at reading and having signed the slip.
Right.
And leaving it there. Fucking UPS people. Anyway. Second box arrives. Similarly kicked looking.
Oh no.
So I'm like, alright.
Here we go.
What the fuck?
Truly is becoming a saga.
Yeah. Open it up. Less bubble wrap than the previous one.
Right.
Okay, this does not bode well. Open the thing up. Now, like I said, it's a nesting owl doll. So it's four. It's like cup, half cup, quarter cup. Or no, half cup, third cup, quarter cup. Okay. The outer shell was in about 1,000 pieces. The inner shell was at the end, the one that I broke was the half cup.
Okay.
So it's like the middle one.
Right.
Dust.
That one's dust?
Dust. I think, I don't know if either Urban Outfitters or UPS ships things in a paint mixer. But I think that's a bad policy, so they should stop.
Is there any sort of, anything on the box that says fragile?
Fragile everything.
Really?
Yes. Yes. In fact, on the second box, if whoever kicked it had eyes on their foot, they would have seen the fragile as they were kicking it. Okay. But then the middle two were salvageable. They were fine.
Right.
So I'm like, okay, now I have these two little ones. Call them up again. Talk to this young man. I'm like, all right, guys. This will be the third time you've sent this to me. Could you ship it to a store or something? Because I felt bad because at this point I'm a little perturbed by the whole thing.
Right, but I would have been ballistic at this point. I would have been to the moon.
And I was probably overly snarky to the guy.
Right.
And I'm just like, you guys seem to be able to figure out how to ship it to a store without breaking it to hell and back. Can you just ship it to a store? And then I'll just pick it up.
Right.
Like, no, we can't do that. I'm like, fine. Here's the situation. You've now sent me two sets of these. They've both been unusable because they've been broken to hell. What can we do about this? He's like, okay, I'm very sorry. And ships it to me.
You do realize you're sounding like your father.
I know this.
Okay.
I know.
As long as you recognize it.
I'm well aware.
You're old.
Yeah, I'm old. So I give whoever this was a lot of credit the third time.
Yeah.
Because when said piece still arrived, box was in very good condition.
Right.
And every individual piece
was hand wrapped. Nice.
And they still fucking chipped one of them.
Really?
I was so pissed, but I'm like, no, it's structural. Fuck it. I don't care. I'm done with these people.
Until you break it again.
Until I break it again. But now I have three sets of quarter and third cup owl pieces, one functional half cup, and two full cup ones. We've got a dismembered owl family on our kitchen counter.
But the owl family got hit by a car.
Yeah, it's so that was my saga.
That is spectacular.
And all that over a damn $18 thing of
but was she happy?
She's very happy.
It was all of it.
Exactly. Absolutely. And they didn't charge me for either of the extra times they sent it. So, I can't give them too much shit.
Right.
But it was just like, come on, guys.
Let's get together.
Yeah, exactly.
The fact that the last one was chipped is still kind of funny.
I almost spiked it. I'm just like, fuck this.
After the second one chipped, I would ask for my money back. So
No, because that wouldn't have solved my problem.
I know, but at some point you have to give up the ghost.
Yeah, oh well. It's not like we don't have 17 other mixing things.
Yeah, I kind of figured that this isn't necessarily a commodity.
No, it's not a...
Not a pressing need.
No, not so much. So, opinions about...
I like it. I like it. I think it was worth the wait that we had to go through just to find a time to get here.
Yeah, the food came out very quick.
Yes, food came out extremely quick. We ordered, then we started the show, and it came out at like the 6-minute mark.
Something like that, something ridiculous.
So it was almost surprising how quickly it came out. Aside from the one egg that it was overdone on with mine,
yeah.
It was very good. Portions are huge.
Yeah.
Portions are huge. I couldn't touch my hash browns. And it was a massive amount of hash browns.
Yeah, and the portions, especially related to the price,
right.
Is ridiculous.
Right.
I mean, both are entrees. So you got two like decent sized crab cakes.
Big.
You know, with the hollandaise and the eggs and the tomato and all that stuff, plus a license plate of...
That's not even exaggerating.
Yeah.
It was a pile.
Yeah, a very, very sizable hash brown pile.
Right.
$9.50.
Really?
Yes. My
$11 for me.
$11.50.
$11.50, okay.
Yeah. My omelet, three-egg omelet, gyro meat, onions, all that stuff, tzatziki sauce, plus the, again, license plate size pile of hash browns, $9.50. That cookie cake, the pancake, size of a fat man's head.
Right. Okay. Bigger than that.
Yeah. $5.
That's pretty good.
You go to like a Perkins or something like that, that would be like a $10 thing.
That you know, my guess is that had you had the same amount of food that you just had at the Perkins or something of that ilk, yeah, you're at least looking at a $15 total.
Yeah. And
not more.
Yeah. So yeah. So two of us, it was $30.
That's pretty good.
Which is very reasonable.
Including drinks.
Including drinks. Yeah. And I'm with you. I love this kind of eating. I love this kind of food. And if I lived in this area, I'd be back here more. Now, especially now that I know that they've got dinner service Thursday through Sunday.
It's comfy.
It's very comfy. It's a little loud, but you know, it's a diner. There's a lot of reflective surfaces.
Right. It's a diner.
Yeah.
Take it with a grain of salt. You're not going here for a romantic meal. You're going here for a good meal. You're going here for that classic diner feel, which I think they delivered exceptionally.
Absolutely. Yeah. I am coming away very pleased and a little bloated.
No.
I'm feeling it.
You look uncomfortable in the chair.
I'm okay. I'm very full, which, given the obscene amount of food I had, is I think next week I'll tamp it down a bit.
You think so?
I'll take it a little easy.
But, probably a good idea.
Yeah. Anyway, well, you know, obviously we're very thankful for you guys listening. We're thankful for our sponsor, HopChart.com. We welcome you to follow us on the Twitter at twitter.com/wellfedguidefpg.
Follow us this week as we traverse all about the this great state of arms in over the 4th.
I'm not traipsing around shit. I'm staying home.
I'm kind of traipsing.
All right. Facebook, facebook.com/wellfedguidetolife, and Foursquare at foursquare.com/wellfedguidetolife. I do want to give a shout-out to our friend Stephanie Meyer. They relaunched their Minnesota Food Bloggers group as Fortify. And they've still got the Facebook group, but then they've also got the website and all that stuff. So, and it's looking really, really cool. So congrats to her for all that work. I got nothing else to say.
No. Have a happy 4th of July, everyone.
Yes, great. Happy, safe 4th of July. Well, don't hold the firework with a closed hand.
Right. Make sure you have the hand open.
Take the lesson from Armageddon.
Right.
If a firework goes off in your open hand, you just burn your hand.
Right.
If you close your fist around it,
pull your hand off.
No, how do they phrase it? Something like, yeah, you're gonna have to get someone else to open your pickles for you or something like that. I forget what it was.
Yes, I forget what it was.
I need to see that movie again. It's been forever.
Roadrunner Thrust Move. Jason Isaacs. As good as it gets.
That was Jason Isaacs. I didn't realize that. Yeah, shit.
Jason Isaacs is, I term in the same group as John Hamm. He's in that same group for me.
Yeah, he's always got the British, which helps.
Yeah.
But anyway, thank you guys very much for listening, and we'll see you next week.